Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Well, welcome back. Happy 4th of July, my friends. 70 years ago, Abraham Lincoln's dedication at the Gettysburg Cemetery included these words: "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal." 70 years earlier, one of those fathers, Thomas Jefferson, penned what is arguably the most important secular document in history, the Declaration of Independence, which included this passionate passage: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Having the spirit and courage and vision to declare independence at a time when monarchy was the accepted model of government is impressive. Fighting for those principles then and defending them from within and from without for over 2 centuries is unprecedented. To be sure, America has had lapses in the delivery of some of these tenets. Indeed, while Lincoln was trying to save his beloved country, he made this judgment: "We made the experiment, and the fruit is before us." Even today, America is a work in progress. We're on a journey of understanding with many stations where new things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. But in terms of contribution to the world, Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill has an incomparable record. Warts and all, the United States is still a benefactor nation with billions of beneficiaries. Freedom to dream is found in other lands, as is freedom to pursue dreams. But no entrepreneurial soil is more fertile than America. And it's because of those who had the spirit to create our founding documents, the will to defend them, and the courage to deliver them. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has been essential to millions of American small businesses. If you ask anyone anywhere on the planet where to go to start a business and have the greatest chance to succeed and accrue the fruits of that labor, the answer would be America. Generation after generation of small business owners have, like the founders, demonstrated spirit, will, and courage as they've claimed and perpetuated the American dream. As we celebrate the blessings of another 4th of July, my friends, another 4th of July in America, and those of you around the world, wherever you are, if you can find any way to connect your life, what you have in your life today, maybe the food you eat, maybe the liberty you enjoy, if you can find any way to connect that to America's history, to what we stand for, then you can celebrate with us. Well, I think I'd like to ask all of us to fulfill Lincoln's hope. All of us around the world, my friends, let's fulfill Lincoln's hope that the bonds of affection for each other will be touched by the better angels of our nature. That was from the end of, I think, his first inaugural address. I love that quote: "Touched by the better angels of our nature." If we can figure out how to do that, my friends, and then we can, you know, think about what a wonderful planet we live on. Think about this great third rock from the sun that we inhabit, that we're not going to get off of. We're stuck on this thing. We have to get along with each other. And if we could just find a way to grow the concept of the better angels of our nature, to grow the concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to grow to recognize that freedom comes from our Creator, but liberty is something that we give to each other. It's a contract that we give to each other. Liberty is something that we have to work hard for. Freedom, we deserve. We have that. We should have that. Liberty is what we give to each other. And these are ideas that I would like to think that we could promote more around the world. And one of the ways I'd like for us to do that is through trade, through business. I do believe what Bastiat said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. Let's do more business together in the future across the world, my friends. If we do that, I think we can promote freedom and liberty. Happy Independence Day, my friends. Happy 4th of July, America. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.